of you ever tracked Santa on NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command has been tracking Santa since 1955. They did it first by mail, if you can believe it, and then they did it by radio, and now they do it on the internet. So our family's been tracking Santa for the last, I don't know, 8 or 9 years or so. And we were tracking Santa today, and we know that Santa has been in Russia, Nepal, and China, and Turkmenistan, and a whole bunch of other places, and is even now on his way here. I will tell you that he has not come to Vermont yet. I know that. He's on his way, but he's not quite here yet. That doesn't mean, though, that there aren't presents under our trees, right? If your house is like mine, you've got a tree up, and maybe there's a few presents under there. We've got quite a few, actually. And so the last couple of days, as they've been coming in, I've been sort of organizing them and stacking them. And that's right, I have noticed that there are a few with my name on them. Don't judge. You know you've done this too, right? You've shaken them and you've felt the edges. You've smelled anything that you can do to find out what's inside. It's fun, right? You anticipate and try to figure out what's in all of those gifts. Well, there's this one gift that I wrapped myself, and so I know exactly what's in it. You see, I took a brand new box, and I took some nice, colorful wrapping paper, and I cut it so perfectly, and I wrapped that box with my creases nice and crisp, and I used just enough scotch tape to tack it down. And once it was all folded up, I took some nice, sparkly ribbon, and I tied it around that box, and then I took a pair of scissors, you know, like you do, and I curled that ribbon into nice, curls, and I put a bow on top and a to from tag. And when it was all wrapped, I took it and I put it under the tree right in the front, right in the middle, right in the center. I know exactly what's in that box because I wrapped it myself, and I will tell you that there is nothing in that box. Not a thing. It is completely empty, but I took the time to wrap it, and tomorrow our family will take the time to open it. You see, to remind us that the biggest gift of Christmas morning can't be fitted to a box, and that the best gift of Christmas morning is the gift of God's presence among us, the Word become flesh. It's a busy time of year, isn't it? You know, the last couple of weeks, maybe even a couple of months, as we ran around getting ready for tonight and for tomorrow morning, I know many of us have decorated and decked the halls and cut down Christmas trees and put lights all over them and traveled and hosted and gone to parties. It's a busy time of year, and all of that stuff happens in addition to all the other stuff that we do, right? Like work, like pay our mortgages, like take the car in for repairs, like go to doctor's visits, like take the kids wherever they need to go. It's a busy time of year, and all of this extra busyness, well, even when it's good, it's still busy. And it's fun to take presents and give them to one another. It's a way of showing that we care for one another and love one another. Going to open houses is a way of developing relationships and spending time together. Traveling is expensive and time-consuming, but maybe we get to see people we haven't seen for a long time. See, there's a risk, isn't there? There's a danger this time of year with all of this business, even when it's good busyness, that we sort of forget the point. So it's nice to take a few minutes to remember the gift of Jesus Christ in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. The gift, when once you strip away all of the lights and the decorations and the wrapping paper, we get to one simple and wonderful truth. That for whatever reason, 2,000 years ago, God chose to come down and to be with us. To walk with us and talk with us and laugh with us and teach with us and celebrate with us and cry with us and suffer with us. After that first Christmas 2,000 years ago, God couldn't be accused anymore of being indifferent or being removed or being far away, because God showed us just how much God loves us and wants to be with us. Friends, it is the presence of presence that we celebrate. It is the presence of presence, and it's so simple and so wonderful and so amazing that I don't want to forget it. And I don't want you to forget it, and I don't want my family to forget it, so I took a nice new box. And I took some wrapping paper, and I cut it to the right size, and I folded my creases nice and crisp and wrapped it around the box with just enough scotch tape to tack it down. Once it was folded, I took that sparkling ribbon and I tied it up there, and I took the back of my scissors and I curled that ribbon into nice, tight curls. You put a bow on it, and the to from tag that says, to us, from God. And put it right under the tree, right in the front, right in the center, right in the middle, and tomorrow morning our family will open that and remember the presence of presence that we celebrate tonight and tomorrow. Maybe you know somebody who needs to hear the good news of great joy that God is with us. Maybe you know somebody who's got some challenges in their lives. Maybe you've got challenges in your life, and it's good news for you to hear that God isn't up there, but God is here with us in whatever is going on in our lives. Thanks be to God for the Word become flesh, for the presence of presence. Thanks be to God for tonight that we can hear that again and celebrate the good news of great joy with one another. Thanks be to God we get another year ahead of us to tell everyone we meet that God is really with us. Merry Christmas, friends. Merry Christmas to all and to each of you. Merry Christmas in Christ's name and for the life of the whole world.